The winning streak continues here on the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. This is the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. I'm your host, Eddie Greer, the third host of this other K-State podcast out here in snowy Kansas City, Missouri. All things K-State sports out there, home of the campus of K-State University. Going straight on into the postcast. K-State men's basketball has done it again. Beatdown. Well, I shouldn't say beatdown, sorry. The better of the Wildcats as K-State upsets Arizona last night, hanging on to a three-point win. More importantly, six-game winning streak. And now, with little margin error, you're right back in, potentially, for an opportunity to get into the big dance, folks. K-State men's basketball, holy smokes. Last night, having to hang on late. Arizona, back and forth. it can't get any better than that. You knew. I was honestly worried about this game last night. Arizona, one of the best guards in the league. But you had a lot of momentum, obviously. And I'm gonna keep on saying it. Not gonna let up. I'm gonna keep on saying it. Continue to build. Build the winning streak. And all of a sudden, we are sitting here now. K-State men's basketball, 6-game winning streak, including another ranked opponent going down in Manhattan, Kansas last night, 73-70. You took down 16, number three. There's a tweet by one of the K-State folks, or I won't say folks, but K-State people. I said it anyway. But I'm thinking this is either the fourth or fifth win. Now they start really stacking up. Fourth or fifth win now. And Jerome Tang, now in his career at K-State, against the top 25. Excuse me. Is 13-3 in Manhattan. It's AP top 25 opponents now. 4-1. This season by itself. So this is the fourth win. Ranked win against AP top 25 last night. And now he joins now. Now 13 and 16 wins now in his K-State career. Now he's tied with the famous Tex Winter. I'm over winter. The climate, by the way. For the fourth most in school history, K-State 16 top 25 wins are third most nationally. So right now they are in a groove. And how about Doug McDaniel has found his groove as well. Game high 24 points starting. He started a crucial run late in this game there. Almost pretty much sold out crowd. Brimmers Coliseum. Oh my goodness, that Lavender was so sweet. ESPN Plus, again, let me down again. But going back, I'm going to go back, watch the highlights again. Doug McDaniel, obviously, you know, the journey to get here and the struggles, up and downs this year, it has been noted. But ever since that point, something has turned around. And also, we got to go back to our guy, Scott Drew, once again. Whatever Scott Drew said, I am definitely now want to be a fly on the wall. What he actually said to Jerome Tang's K-State team after, because remember, I believe that loss was the last loss before this winning streak started. If my memory is correct on that, because remember, they had a double digit lead on Baylor before K-State blew that. But ever since that point, Kansas State men's basketball is now 6-0 since Scott Drew, Jerome Tang's best friend, came to talk to his team. It's crazy, man. 13-11. K-State now 2 games over 500 and 7-6. Now 500 also for the first time since the upset win over Cincinnati, 7-6 in Big 12 play. K-State hangs on and upsets 13th ranked Arizona. 73-70, 80 Greer III, Pearl Project Podcast here on this snowy Wednesday. But a winning Wednesday here for Kansas State. David Gasson, he had 14. He fouled out of this game late. Luckily for us, did not come back to bite us because Arizona made a run there late in this basketball game. K-State led at halftime. this momentum is real. 35-29, K-State, a tremendous first half there, and then they're able to hang on. Arizona there as well. Caleb Love, he didn't do much in his basketball game. 6 points. K-State held him in check throughout, but still, the other Wildcats had 4 players in double digits. They were led by K.J. Lewis, 15 points on the night, 6 of 12 shooting, only 1 of 4 from downtown in this basketball game. Arizona shot 41% from the field. Your K-State Wildcats, the line, Doug McDaniel, was absolutely outstanding. 24 points, 5 steals. Goodness gracious. Yeah, he was all on it on the defensive end. 3 assists, 4 rebounds in the ball game. Perfect from the free throw line. Only 1 of 5 from downtown, but 10 of 22 from the field. Doug McDaniel. Again, for those of you new to this podcast, man, I was excited about Doug McDaniel. What I listened to on other K-State podcasts and all. He struggled, was benched. Remember, this guy was benched for one of the home, I think, for Texas Tech. Of course, it is for Texas Tech, and now you're looking at a whole. This is a different cat, man. This is a different cat right now, and there are shades. Somebody said there are shades. I think it was one of the three mall pods talking about their correlation. I think John Kurtz got put you on blast. Either him or Derek Young. I think it was John Kurtz saying shades of Marquise Noel. I ain't gonna go that far yet. I ain't gonna go that far yet, but it is for me. It started kind of trend that way, obviously, and this is the reason why. K-State men's basketball has a 6-game winning streak, mainly because everybody's getting involved, and Doug McDaniel's getting his head out of his ass, and finally, hey, let's tell what it is, right? I mean, this team was dead. This team was dead in the water. This team was dead in the water. No NCAA aspirations. No, not even NIT. And now you're risen from the dead, literally, and now you put yourself back in this conversation now, and this is K-State, and no offense ESPN and all that, because I watched a lot of basketball last weekend. K-State is definitely one of the hottest teams in the country right now, for sure, right now. They didn't acknowledge it, but again, I think they're top 3 for sure. Top hottest teams in the country right now. Whatever Jerome Tang and his staff did, they have done a terrific job of getting their players. Finally, it took them this long. Well, where was this at the beginning of the season? I have no idea. I have no question where this was at early in the season. And it's funny because, man, John Kurtz also said this as well. He brought up this as well. I agree. The resume. Now, this is crazy. You get blown out by Wichita State and you lose the Liberty. There's also a bad loss in there as well. Oklahoma State, yep, you lost to them. And you have all these teams. You're not all these stuff. You're stacking wins. You're just continuing to stack up. You continue to improve. Right? You want to get better. Right? As the season goes along, that's the goal. And right now, K-State, this team is found this groove. It's crazy, man. 45% shooting for Kansas State. Last night, let me see. Ooh, yeah, only 1 of 10 from downtown. But hey, it don't matter when you win the basketball game, right? 5% shooting—that's ugly, but that's probably ugly stat of the night, right there. 61% from free throw line, 46 points in the paint. They absolutely bullied Arizona in the inside of 3-point line and fast break points. 10 to lead change, 10 times points turnovers. 23 for Kansas State. Bench points 12 as well. Kassan fouled out of this game, but 16 points last night. I said 14, sorry. 16 points last night. 7 rebounds for him last night. Let me see. Max Jones, 7 points. Brennan Houston added 8. How about CJ Jones? 10 points for him in 20 minutes of action. He was 4 of 7 from the field. K-State, the Battle of the Wildcats in Manhattan last night. K-State. Newsflash, another upset over Arizona this time. 13-ranked Arizona. By the count of 73-70-80. Greater third quarter project podcast. All things K-State sports there as well. Obviously, yes. Jerome Tang, we're going to go right. And we're going to stick with Jerome Tang and Doug McDaniel, because this is all about these two guys. Because remember, yes, Marquise Noel and Jerome Tang, they were tight, real tight. And that's why, you know, we were able to go deep. The main reason, obviously, yeah, my guy Keontae Johnson, as well, that great run to the Elite Eight. That's why, you know, something changed and all that between them. And I think there was a little hardship between those two, I think. Maybe it's not as bad as what we saw from Doug and Jerome early in the season. But now, all of a sudden, all right, we're on the same page. Let's get the ship moving. And yeah, I said ship. Not the other word. Hey, let's get this boat rolling. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to end that with this from Jerome Tang last night after K-State, the Wildcats, the Purple Wildcats on the Purple Project Podcast, beat the Wildcats of Arizona, upset the Wildcats of Arizona. Quote, this is from Coach Chang here that we have here. I don't think he realized how much he could impact the game without the ball in his hands. People put so much weight on how many points or how many assists from the point guard position, but there's just so much more that the point guard has to do. What he has done, he has opened his heart and mind to say, okay, coach, what is it that you need from me? I'm watching him make that turn, and I think I've done a better job of being able to give him the information in a way that he could better receive it. But man, he wants to win. He said, coach, I want to go to the NCAA tournament, and I want to be around winners. I know what his goal is, and I can rock with somebody like that. Oh, we know, coach. Go ahead, Coach Tay. I like it there as well. So yeah, man, right now, Doug McDaniel has surged his team right back in this conversation. I wanted to see. it's hard not to look at it, but look, this team has, look, bottom line is this team had no, and still, in my opinion, not out of the woods quite yet. You still have to again win basketball games, because you put yourself in a really 1-6 hole, and they had dug themselves right out of that as well. They're not out of the woods clearly, but I gotta say this, man. Again, Jerome Tang, what y'all doing right now? Huge right now. Doug McDaniel is one of the main reasons why, obviously, Coleman Hawkins. I didn't even mention Coleman Hawkins. But Coleman Hawkins, Brendan Housen, CJ Jones, and Max Jones, they are playing right now, and they have overtaken West Virginia. They're now your Wildcats officially in the top half of the league at 7-6, right behind Scott Drew's Baylor Bears and BYU. How about this? So now, 7-6. Oh yeah. Continue to stack the wins. You still have no margin for error here, because you put yourself in hole in non-con. That's going to be the kicker here. So, but K-State, you are really crystallizing that resume. Did I just say that? You are crystallizing that resume there for later on this season. I was going to say something else. Let me see. I was going to say something else. Oh, man. All right. Let me see if I can find. There we go. Yeah. So there you go. So you're in the top half of the league there as well. But now you pack this momentum back up. You hit the road against Utah. And you're playing a team that's tied now, BYU. And I think this is the team you lost last year, if I'm not mistaken there. So again, you have a chance to overtake BYU in this conference, as well, not for the lead. We're not talking about the top spot. We're talking about you're right there with BYU. I just said it. BYU, Baylor, 7-6. You got the same record as BYU now. This is a primetime game. ESPN Plus again. Okay, you don't have it. Right now, what you're doing, especially the way that the men's basketball team is playing right now, BYU is 16-8 overall this season in a 7-6 Big 12 record. That's a primetime game. And then they'll turn around and play Utah. That is, I better not put that into existence right now. But Utah, who is not really a good team, basketball team, I'll put that out there. But for K-State now, huge opportunity there. Go on the road now and continue to rise up. K-State has risen up back officially now in the first top half of the league after the upset win last night. A tremendous game by Doug McDaniel. David Gasson was great again last night. K-State. 73 Arizona, 13th ranked Arizona, 70th. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found, Freedom Available Daily, or have a chance to record K-State content. Podbean, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Again, that is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, GRIR number 3 EDID Podcast. That's going to wrap things up on another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. Alex A., you'll be hearing him on the backside of the week. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode, winning episode of the Purple Project Podcast. K-State now at a men's basketball at a 6-game winning streak. Go Cats.